Hispanic buying power in Arizona is expected to increase by $10 billion between now and 2022 and is anticipated to top $47 billion this year. Those are among the findings of the new Datos report, which came out this morning. It's a look from the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce about the state of Arizona's Hispanic market. With me to talk about what the 2018 version says is Monica Villalobos, Vice President of the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and editor of Datos. And Monica, what to you are the key takeaways from this year's report?
Sure. There are several basics that we review, and they don't change from year to year other than they are growing. What we do know is that Hispanics are currently 30% of the Arizona population, 40% of Phoenix Metro, and more than 50% of K through 12. We also know that Hispanics spend about $45 billion in Arizona, and that they over-index in virtually every spending category. So everything from vehicles to clothing to entertainment, those are some of the basics. The really big takeaways, I think, are in different areas. So, for instance, in housing, we know that Hispanic-owned households in the United States increased by 76% from 2000 to 2017. In Arizona, we are ranked sixth in terms of the highest Hispanic household income, and we've got a household median income of about $43,000 to $44,000 per year. So, you know, a lot of growth in the Hispanic market, and we see that through virtually every area that we cover in Datos.
So if the Hispanic population is growing and if purchasing power is growing and their share of the market is growing, how is that affecting other economic issues and maybe how marketers are trying to get a piece of that purchasing power?
Sure. One of the things that we demonstrate in Datos is that while the recession was happening and there was a kind of downturn in the economy, when you look at Hispanic purchasing power, it continued with an upward trajectory. What we know is that Hispanics are really driving the economy, and you know this has other implications as well. For instance, in education, we know that there is a direct correlation between achievement in education, more degrees, all of those things lead to better jobs, more employment, more taxes that are paid into the economy. So there is quite a ripple effect. You can't look at this in isolation. It's really kind of, you have to look at it as a total. And as Arizona becomes a minority-majority market, you know, the way that advertisers are approaching Hispanic consumers is with much more cultural relevance, much more cultural significance, and really reaching back into those roots that Hispanics have to resonate with them and not just reach them.
Do you find that marketers really know how to do that, especially maybe marketers who are not of Hispanic descent themselves?
You know, we find that Arizona's corporate partners have been very responsive and they're listening. And I think that they are doing their very best, not just to provide in-language marketing, that's certainly a piece of it, but in-culture marketing. We find that Hispanics are increasingly more bilingual. And really, you know, in order to have a competitive edge as a marketer, you need to be able to hit those sweet spots. You need to be able to resonate at a deeper level than your competitors. And, you know, by researching Hispanics and really being responsible, not just in the messaging and the marketing, but in the product development, that's how Hispanics drive the market.
In terms of product development and then marketing of those products, do companies have to market those items and develop those items differently for the Hispanic market than they do for the non-Hispanic market?
Yes and no. I think it's more a matter of relevance, right? So there are certain products that may be more relevant than others. The food industry is a great example of that. When you look at different food types and even different spices or, you know, different cuts of meat, when you're talking about grocers and what they provide, those things do become more important. If you're talking about things that are kind of universal use, then probably not so much. But it's good to kind of keep that in mind and keep those characteristics top of mind when all products are being developed, because that is the future of the market, being able to target the preferences of this new shifting demographic that will become the majority in the state.
All right. That's Monica Villalobos, the Vice President of the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and editor of DATOS, the State of Arizona's Hispanic Market. Monica, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.